12 minutes to 3 o'clock. Sean Callanan, our digital media sports guru, is with us at SportsGeekHQ. You can find him on just about any platform. G'day, Shawnee.
G'day, Huff. How you doing?
I'm going well. Sitting there in your Rangers T-shirt. You're in NHL playoff mode, obviously.
I am, yes. It's fired up there. And the thing that's fired up in the Western Conference is the LA Kings versus the Vancouver Canucks.
Well, it's been a massive upset. 3-0, the Kings lead.
3-0, yeah. Well, the Kings are the 8 seed and the Canucks are the 1 seed. And but what has caused a bit of controversy is the way that the LA Kings have been tweeting throughout the series. So they won game one.
Yep.
And they tweeted to everyone in Canada outside British Columbia, you're welcome. So it's effectively tweeting in the same way as Nelson on The Simpsons would with the... oh, there you go. Very good jumper. And it had 13,000 retweets.
That's a lot.
That is a lot of retweets.
That is very funny from them. That's the Australian version of suffering your jocks.
It is a bit. And it is something that I guess everyone who's trying to drive, you know, whether it's the LA Kings or any of the sports teams, they've got to figure out how much damage that they could do to the brand if they went a little bit too far.
Right.
For mine, it was just a little bit edgy. You
it's
know,
good.
After they won game two, they said apologies in advance. Kings win game two. You know, so again, they're really fired up the Canucks fans, but you've got to think about, you know, what is the effect of the brand. So, you know, I was talking to the guys at the West Coast Eagles before their game against the Giants. I said, look, most likely you're going to win. Now, you don't want to come across as overbearing, arrogant, bully.
No.
You just want to be reporting the facts. The fans will be jumping up and down that you're way out in front, but you've got to be respectful of the opposition. You don't want to be seen as, you know, belittling this newcomer to the game.
Yes, that's a good point.
But you know, in the fierce battle of playoff hockey. You know, the last time I went to a hockey game was at Madison Square Garden. 30 seconds in, and the guy stands up and says, you know, hit him with your stick. And they did. They started to fight 30 seconds in between the Rangers and Lightning. I think there was a few square ups happening there.
So, what it leads to, I suppose, is whether or not we will see, we obviously a little bit from the Kings there, trash talk on Twitter from club to club rather than person to person.
Yeah, there's a bit of that from player to player to a certain degree.
Just a bit of banter there, yeah.
But, you know, and sometimes, you know, with the Melbourne Storm and the Canterbury Bulldogs, we did a bit of a digital battle where we got them fighting effectively and firing up their fans and tracking things. And they had that playful banter going backwards and forwards, so it didn't really get down to the point of the Kings, but it does come down to brand protection, and that is as much for teams as it is for athletes and people in the media.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know if you caught up with the Logies and Doc Turf and Ralphie got themselves in a little bit of stripe.
Yes, I found out a little bit of detail about that.
And,
yes.
You know, you've got to be very careful what you might just do as a little joke, you know, a bad joke that Doc Turf did. Then Ralphie made it worse by retweeting it to everybody and having his own little say.
Yes.
And then they started copying it from left, right and centre. And quite rightly so, you know. There were people offended by it. They've got to realise if they've gone and said it, they've got to own up to
it. You
own
it.
And, Ralphie just tried the sneaky, I'm going to delete the tweet and distance myself and I'm going to throw Doc Turf under the bus. when he really should have just said, you know, apologies.
Made
an error and move on. And to a certain degree, it would have just... You know, the Twitter would have flowed on. But by not owning it and by not apologising, you know, there's a few of the tweeps out there that are holding onto it like a dog with a bone, and you've just got to own up to it and move on.
But it can be used in a really positive fashion. I mean, and the Kings have done a classic example here because, particularly in playoffs and finals in other sports, it is game on, it's dog eat dog. Now, I know there's seven of these games, so it's not exactly a one-off, but
yep.
There is a chance for the banter to flow back and forth should the Canucks come out and win game two, say. All of a sudden, there's terrific interaction between the fans.
Exactly, and the guys who are running the social media accounts are trying to gauge that emotion of the fans and build it up for the next game.
Yeah.
So the guys, the Perth Wildcats, have got a big, long layaway between game one and game two. The next game is game two on Friday.
Sold out in 4 minutes.
Sold out in 4 minutes. And they've just opened a live site for another 200 tickets. They're going to happen next door. But, you know, what they're doing today, tomorrow and the next day is to get the fans super excited for Friday. And so they're going to be running out some stuff on Instagram and getting them engaged on Facebook and Twitter.
Yep.
And the idea is to get that backwards and forwards going. So, you know, it's just something to be mindful of. You want to be getting all the fans excited.
Having worked in this space for a little while yourself and looking after a few of the clubs in this space, would you encourage them to get a bit more edgy with some of this communication?
Well, it's got to fit with your team and your brand. You know, so potentially for Collingwood, they're running a whole us against them campaign. So it fits for them to say now, currently, you know, they're not in a position to be bold and arrogant because they're not travelling that well. There's enough things. But potentially they could start up a Twitter storm to maybe distract everybody from everything else that's happening is another way of looking at it. But you've got to make sure it's consistent with what your team represents. You can't go out and do a bold claim like that, like the Kings did, if it doesn't fit with your brand and what your message is. Mm. If you have to apologise for it, well then, it's going to get you in strife.
Right, not enough strife for mine in this. It's good fun, the strife.
Well, we just had a text there, people saying that Ralphie hasn't gotten in trouble. And one thing I did tweet. You know, if Brendan Vivola or maybe a footballer had tweeted what those guys have tweeted,
yes,
might have got a bit of coverage in the Herald Sun.
I reckon it would have.
So, yeah, he has been lucky to get off in this case. Maybe there should be a Twitter match review panel. And, was it intentional, medium contact, low impact? We measure the retweets and then maybe he gets suspended for a week and doesn't tweet.
Right.
Maybe we should bring that in next week, Half.
Who's on the panel? Is KB on that committee?
Oh, he's on every committee, so he has to be. And he'd spend the whole segment going, what is this Twitter? What is this tweets?
But we know that that's never going to be as topical as should, let's use a current player who tweets a bit, should Jack Riewoldt have tweeted that. Would have been a whole different story.
Exactly. And the thing is, it doesn't matter how many, I guess it shows the power of the retweet. It doesn't matter how many people who are following you. If people either retweet it because they agree or retweet it because they think it's wrong, more people see it. So Doc Turf was trending in Australia during the Logies because of that one tweet.
Was he really?
You know, and he probably thinks, oh, I don't have that many followers. I'm just saying this to my mates. And, you know, he's going to get himself a little bit of strife. Mm. So the thing is, if you're going to make a joke that you would make on radio. If you're not going to make it on radio, if you're not going to put it in print, I wouldn't be tweeting it.
That's pretty sound advice, I would have thought, Sean. Thanks for coming in, mate.
No worries, mate.
You can check him out at Sportsgeek HQ on pretty much everywhere. Just type it in. You'll find Sean in the work he does, the great work he does, not only for us here on 1116 SEM, but some of the big sports clubs across the globe as well.